This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Obi, let me ask you a question about locker room attitude and how guys approach. I know when it comes to the money, if a guy has a holdout, guys have their back because there's only a small amount of time in the NFL to make as much money as you can. How do you think players will react if Kirk Cousins is in the locker room when camp opens next this summer after the weirdness and everything that's happened in the last few months?
It's going to be strange because, and me and Mike talked about this. We filmed an episode of Believe in Falcons for the first time in a long time. And we were talking about Kirk Cousins supposedly being frustrated or him supposedly holding out or acting up in any way. I would hope to think that he has enough maturity and he realizes the optics around the fact that, dude, you won. Like, the $100 million that you got guaranteed and not given that production, you should not cause any distraction at all. And even though most guys, most players are in support of those who hold out because, as you mentioned, guys got a limited amount to make money, make your money. But if they see somebody that's taking advantage of the system and that's just doing things that are unbecoming, like Kirk would be doing if he did anything but be a model Falcon citizen, that would rub people the wrong way.
All right. So with that as the backdrop, from your experience and everything you've seen in the league and transaction-wise, do you believe that between now and the start of the season, there will be a team desperate enough to bite and make a trade?
I don't think so. I mean, I would like it to be wrapped up with a bow before the start of the season, but I think it's going to have to be one of these. We want to, because they want to get the most out of the Kirk Cousins trade, and everyone else wants to get him for cheap. And it's not going to happen until something happens midseason. You know, God forbid an injury to a starter where they need somebody, or desperation is a very powerful motivator. That desperation is going to occur game 4, 5, or 6 when the guy who was supposed to lead this team to the Super Bowl has a season-ending injury. And like Kirk has said, he did not forget how to play football. For some reason, he got injured, didn't tell anybody, but he didn't forget how to play football, and he can be a great quarterback to fill in that role for a team, and he's that one missing piece. So I don't think it's going to happen, or the Falcons aren't going to let him go until they see exactly what they want, and that's not going to happen until midseason.
Yeah, it may be a compromise and just trying to buy. That's the thing. I think any idea, it gets like it's disappearing. It's going away. The idea that we could get like a draft pick for this NFL draft, Obi, just seems like it's not going to be in the offing. So maybe a post-June trade, you know, somebody comes with an injury or, as you said, just a strange set of circumstances.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.